Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The right fielder, Val Heim. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Mueller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Croucher. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ray Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Val Heim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heim hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to second. Ray Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoffman for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Croucher moves to second. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Val Heim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heim is 0 for 1 in the game. Heim hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Early reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early moves to third. Ray Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Early scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Case moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Case moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Croucher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Val Heim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heim is 0 for 2 in the game. Heim hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson bunts towards first. Callaway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Callaway. Hoffman moves to third. Hudson moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mueller moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. George Dickey pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Tresh scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Val Heim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heim is 0 for 3 in the game. Heim hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.